You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Doom, do, 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 do.
Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 10 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Happy New Year, my beautiful plant people. I hope your 2017s were filled with so much joy and so many plants. And holy moly, not only am I so blown away to already be in episode 10, I can't believe it, episode 10 of Bloom and Grow Radio. But it's 2018. It is 2018. How did that happen? Personally, 2017 was an insane and exciting year. It was the year I became a crazy plant lady. It was also the year I got to sing in a Broadway show for the first time. 2017 also gave me the idea to create this podcast, which, if you're listening to right now, means that you tuned in for in 2017. Bottom line, we found each other in 2017, and for that, I am so freaking thankful. It's insane. I'm so blown away by all of the comments and emails and direct messages I get from you guys and the feedback you've been giving me, which leads to 2018, because it's 2018, baby, and I want to let you guys know that I've got some big, beautiful, really exciting plans for the year, and we are just going to bloom and grow in new, exciting ways that I can't wait to share with you, so stay tuned. The first of those plans is a little experiment of short episodes that I'm calling Plant Side Chats. I had the idea to start the series where I dive more into the spiritual side of being a plant parent. Because guys, the more time I spend getting to know different plant parents and the guests that you and I have gotten to know on the podcast, the more I've come to realize that having plants in a home is so much deeper than having an Instagram-worthy monstera or knowing that plants help clean the air in your home. Plants do so much for us. They teach us discipline, how to practice kindness. They tie us to different people through sharing plant cuttings and stories and even connecting us to other generations in our families with heirloom plants. And I'm learning that caring for them successfully or even failing to care for them teaches us lessons that we can apply to other aspects of our life. Plant people, this deep stuff lights me up so much. It makes me so excited, and I want to share it with you. So in the series, I'm choosing lessons and stories to share on how my plants have impacted me and make me look at the world differently. Don't worry, these episodes are going to be super short. They'll probably pop up once a month or so and are a total experiment. Maybe I'm crazy and I've just read one too many self-improvement books and I'm overthinking this whole side of plant parenthood and will give it a rest after a few episodes, but maybe I haven't and these episodes will actually resonate with you. So please let me know what you think by sending me an email to maria@bloomandgrowradio.com or finding me on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio. Comment on a picture, send me a direct message, carrier pigeon, however you're most comfortable. Let me know what you think. And if you have any other ideas for topics, episodes, or guests that you'd like to hear on the show in 2018, please write me and let me know. I put up a little Instagram with asking that question, and I got so many responses. So I'm so excited to dig in, check those responses out, and start sourcing the perfect guests to answer those questions, because plant people, I am here to serve you. So that being said, plant side chat number one, the topic is bloom and grow at your own beautiful rate. This time of year is so wonderful. It's really, really exciting because everybody gets a fresh start. January 1st, everybody gets a fresh start. A new year can feel so full of promise and excitement about the unknown, but it can also be really stressful. And everyone around you is making these New Year's resolutions or maybe celebrating their triumphs in 2017 with those top 9 posts that I see every person making. And for me, this can get a little overwhelming, honestly. And I find myself starting to compare and contrast my life to the other lives of my friends and family, of these finely curated worlds I see on social media. But this year, I'm having an intervention and I'm taking a lesson from my herb garden. I'm going to celebrate that, much like my herbs, we all bloom and grow at our own rate. So there's no use to comparing and competing with anyone else. This summer, as some of you know, one of my biggest joys was my herb garden on my tiny little Juliet balcony in my tiny little New York City apartment. On it, I had basil, sage, chives. What else did I have? Oregano, thyme, tomatoes. Or I should actually say tomato, because my entire huge 2-foot tomato plant only grew one tomato. But that's a story for a totally separate plant side chat that I'm excited to do. And we also had mint. So each herb, what blew me away was each herb thrived and made it into all the dishes we ate all season, but they thrived in totally their own way. So my basil plant, which started as this tiny little guy, grew slowly and steady, millimeter by millimeter, until he was enormous and what I called a basil bush. He was so big. And then to the left of him was my mint, who acted like a total freaking spaz all season. The mint would grow insanely quick, only then to kind of die back, and then would grow crazy again and spring out all of these beautiful tiny little flowers. And I didn't even know that mint could have flowers. And at one point, it jumped from its own pot, because I put mint in its own pot because it grows like crazy. It jumped from its own pot into my other pot with all my other herbs. And I had no idea. I still don't know how that happened. But the mint was just completely wild and unpredictable. So this beautifully wild mint grew so differently from the slow and steady basil. But they both flourished in the exact way Mother Nature intended them to. My sage, another slow and steady plant, is continuing to blow me away as I look out my window in this 14-degree weather. It's still trucking along, peeking through the snow with some of its leaves, refusing to give up, and it's teaching me what resilience means every time I look at it, honestly. So, who are you? Slow and steady basil? Wild and unpredictable mint? Resilient sage? The beauty of watching all of this grow was that the basil wasn't sitting in its pot thinking, oh, I wonder when the sage is going to double in size, or, oh, I wonder how many followers mint has on Instagram. No, it was just doing its thing, completely confident in its ability to serve its purpose, just like the mint and sage were doing. Okay, I realize I'm getting totally caught up in this metaphor, but just go with me. You catch my drift, right? New Year's resolutions are an amazing practice that can be so helpful to assess what is going well in your life and what needs to be improved upon. I make them every year. In this time of reflection, I just want to offer you to be kind with yourselves, like you're kind to your plants. Trust everything will bloom in its own time. It takes time and patience, just like a precious new monstera leaf that takes time to unfurl. But waiting for new growth is half the fun, isn't it? Bloom and grow at your own rate. All right, plant people, that's some food for thought as you step into 2018. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you who tune in from all around the world. And I wish you a 2018 that you and your plants bloom and grow in ways that you can't even imagine. Thanks again. again for having a listen today. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Bloom and Grow Radio on iTunes and leave us a review. If you want to follow the Bloom and Grow journey and are interested in more plant tips, give us a follow on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio and visit www.bloomandgrowradio.com to join the email list. And please let me know what you want to hear in the future episodes. I'm here to help you keep blooming and keep growing.
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.